According to Inc.com, an American weekly magazine based in New York City, which publishes about small businesses and startups, they have made 18 predictions for the global business in 2018. Let's take a look at the trends they predict will shape the world this year. A disclaimer, this article was published in December of 2017. So, are we really seeing these trends? And if so, which ones? Let's look at what's caught your eye in this list.
Yeah, so one of these things is, okay, so first of all, this was done in December. Now we're obviously well into 2018, so we can be a judge of whether this is actually going to happen. But first one is entire industries will be shaped by vertical mergers. I'm not necessarily sure what a vertical merger is, but it's a merger. Or acquisitions, which means Young's company and my company, I take her company, I acquire it, and it becomes part of mine. Of course, she hates that I just But this kind of thing, this consolidation of big companies working together, we see this with Alibaba. We see them breaking into markets, buying grocery chain stores or something like that. We see somebody like Amazon.com, right? Biggest retail in the world, buying Whole Foods, investing into different kinds of things. So a consolidation, basically everything that we do in our lives, all these different businesses, having one flag. So this maybe actually is a trend that is coming true. What do you think? What do you think on this list is also another one we're seeing?
Well, actually, we have the number one saying, after a weak 2017, the IPO market will rebound. And that is actually true. And we see that in the first quarter of 2018, a lot of companies has hit the market, has go public, including iQIYI and Bilibili, the two Chinese companies. They have done the same thing in American market. So I guess it is a good sign the economy is getting better.
Right. And then another one I quickly want to mention is leading American technology companies such as Google, Facebook, and Amazon are facing tech lash. That's a coined term around the world. Basically, guys, they have your information. And as we have seen, sometimes they don't protect it in the right way. And so this has led a lot of people to have distrust for these companies. This was made a prediction in 2017 in December, but obviously we kind of see it.
Yes, and one I would like to highlight here that I think these people at Inc.com probably got it wrong.
Ooh,
is
okay.
Tesla will sell half a million cars, paving the way for a new generation of zero-emission vehicles. And the new Model 3 offers true disruption in the form of a car that is fun to drive and affordable to the masses. Well, unfortunately, Tesla is going through some trouble
yeah,
right now. And also we've seen that self-driving cars have been involved in a few accidents, even taking people's lives. So actually this year could be the year when we seriously rethink the concept of self-driving cars.
Yeah, I think this list has some definitely good predictions that we've seen come to fruition. But as Hyung said too, don't believe everything you read in these magazines, because Tesla didn't necessarily do what this magazine said it was going to do.
Yes.